Behold the king. He is 41 years of age and is receiving the master of the mint, Jacques Coeur, at his logis in Loche. He is Charles VII, known as Charles the Victorious, but his life and his reign began less boldly. The fifth son of the mad king, Charles VI, he became dauphin, heir to the French throne, upon the death of his elder brothers, but was passed over for the French throne in favor of Henry V of England. Fleeing Paris, which was becoming engulfed in civil war, his court took up residence south of the Loire. The young Charles VII, ironically called the King of Bourges, starts to have his doubts. He is criticized for his weakness of character and for the ease with which he allows himself to be dominated by his unworthy favorites. When Joan of Arc tells him that it is he who is the true heir of France and the son of the king, he takes his destiny, and that of his kingdom, into his own hands. His military campaigns are victorious. He carries out some great reforms, quashes the Pragary Revolt, a plot by the nobility supported by his son, the future Louis XI, and puts an end to the Hundred Years' War. A sign of his maturity, and perhaps also an effect of his love for Agnès Sorel, who, with her gifts of beauty and intelligence, he chooses to be the companion. He is Charles VII, known also as the well-served, at once well-liked, and a subject of controversy.